Chapter 38. Seventh cycle. 265 units. Covenant battle calendar. Unnamed Forerunner City. Onyx. System. Zeta Doradus. Human designation. Fleetmaster Voro inspected his battalion. They had amassed on the surface of the Forerunner City over 200 Sangeli in orderly rows for his review. Dropships and Seraph fighter craft hovered overhead, their landing lights playing over the courtyard, guarding against unexpected sentinel or demon attacks. The nearby edifices and paving stones of black and white banded mineral provided a sharp contrast to his soldiers in their primary colored armors. He glanced down rows of warriors in blue battle suits, standing at attention, ready to fight and kill and die at his word. The only grumble among his soldiers was because they carried Kigyar shield gauntlets to supplement their armor systems. Many viewed this as a grave dishonor, but Voro had ordered it so. They would take no chances with the human demons, these Spartans. The Sangeli could not lose this world as they had the first Halo Ring. Voro nodded to the Major Domo Sangeli in their glistening red armor. The Majors caught and held his gaze. They believed in him. He saw it in their unwavering stares. Their confidence was infectious, and they gave him pause, for it was a dangerous thing for a leader of any rank to believe himself unstoppable. Still, Voro marveled that he'd been given command of the Etoro, Erlan, and Nenono warrior creches, whose valor and savagery was legendary. Yet, as skilled as these soldiers were, he would have traded a dozen of them for one infiltrator in a light-bending suit to scout the terrain ahead and report on the demons. He halted before Paruto and Waruna. The towering Lekgolo pair growled their gratitude at leading the true vanguard. Voro had been blessed with not one, but three Lekgolo pairs. He'd never seen a single pair defeated in combat before, and yet the Spartans had managed to wound Waruna and escape. An insult to the Lekgolo pride that would only be assuaged by grinding the offenders into pulp.
"Make ready final preparation," Voro told his majors.
The majors shouted to their squads, who drew their swords and saluted Voro. Their raised energy blades made the air waver with their combined heat. They lowered their salute, grabbed rifles, grenades, pistols, and power cells, and marched across the courtyard, assembling near the banks of matte-black translocation pads. Suicide Ungoy squads followed, dragging dissembled energy mortar units. Their frenzied squeals annoyed Voro. They would run ahead of the others, attempt to engage the enemy while their fellows set up their shields and mortars, and likely fall before they got a single unit assembled. They would, however, serve as a necessary distraction while the rest of his combat group found cover and set up. It was as fine a death as any Ungoy could wish for. Voro looked up to the stars.
They had survived the flood and treachery of the Jir-Halane at the second Halo construct, repelled the Sentinel Guardians of this world, and emerged victorious even after the human fleet decimated their ships. Many in his ranks whispered destiny protected them.
That so-called victory against the human fleet, however, had been nothing more than luck. The human shipmasters had outwitted them, a fact he still had difficulty reconciling. Only the timely arrival of reinforcements from Joyous Exultation had saved them. Rumor circulated that the reinforcing ships had survived some catastrophe. Voro suspected a surprise attack from the Jir-Halane. Whatever the cause, vengeance would have to wait. They had to win this battle, here and now, and claim the Forerunner technologies that would shift the strategic balance of power in the galaxy. So perhaps it was destiny after all that had brought them to this world, but it was destiny of their own making. He strode to the translocation platforms and rechecked the target coordinates. Voro was no priest, and he understood only a fraction of the Forerunner holy script. The same message had repeated since they found this system. Holographic icons swarmed over the control surface. Voro read them, shouting the divine passage to his soldiers.
"The dark times are upon us. Unsheathe thy swords and smite.
The Ark will be your guide. And bless the reclaimers that may take refuge behind the sharpened edge of the shield. Wonder beyond awaits.
200 Sangeli roared their approval, as if the message had been set here for them, writ eons ago by gods. In truth, the nuances of this message's meaning were lost upon Voro. He discerned, though, the center of this world was where the reclaimers were to assemble, a place that held technological wonders and weapons beyond measure. Their task was clear. Stop the human demons from getting there first. He motioned to the suicide Ungoy squads. The small creatures crowded upon the platforms. Voro input the translocation command and sent the first wave into battle.